Hi everyone, it's Asian Lily here. I'm definitely going through a phase of posting a lot because here I am again. I did already try to record this view, but I only have 10 minutes to record and I went way over. So I'm recording again and trying to do it within the time limit. So I want to do my own version of Emily Davidson's and Molly Burke's blind girl beauty tag. So I've wrote the questions down and they're on my phone, so I'm going to listen to the questions with the speech on my phone and read them out and then answer them. So hopefully it won't be too time consuming this time. Okay, so the first question is, what is the hardest makeup product to apply as a person who is blind or visually impaired? I would say eyeliner. I stay away from liquid eyeliner like 100% all the time without a doubt, because I just find it can be runny and it's just harder to apply. Pencil eyeliners, I do my pencil eyeliner, but I only do it if I have a sighted person to check that I haven't done the line too thick or I haven't gone over my eye too much before I leave the house. So I live on my own, so if I haven't got a sighted person around to check, then I'll just stay away from eyeliner. Two, what is your number one tip for shopping with vision loss? I'd say go with someone who knows you and knows your style and someone who's good at describing different colours and different patterns, and also to definitely try on everything before you buy it, because then you can just know how you feel in each piece of clothing and every outfit. Three, what is one beauty item you stay away from due to vision loss? Okay, I don't know what beauty item I completely stay away from. There are things that I don't do, such as cat eyes. Not so good at contouring yet, but that is something I'm definitely practicing and something I think I can definitely get the hang of. Like I said before, if I haven't got a sighted person to check, I stay away from eyeliner, but apart from that, I can't think of anything right now anyway. Four, what tips would you give to a young girl struggling with vision loss who wants to get into makeup? I'd say talk to the people around you, go into a beauty store and ask them to show you each makeup product and where it goes on your face, and what different colours suit your skin tone. I think that would definitely be my tip. And also to look after your skin, because makeup, you know, it's not as healthy for your skin as just not wearing makeup, no matter how natural the products are. So I'd say always look after your face, cleanse, moisturise, and just have a good skin routine. Five. How did you learn how to apply makeup as someone who is blind or visually impaired? I have a lot of female cousins, and literally I think we bought this book because we all got into makeup around the same time. We're a similar-ish age, and we all got into makeup around the same time, and we bought this really fat beauty book. I remember it was a massive book, and inside it had like a list of all different skin tones and what kind of colours suit those different skin tones. And we went through it and there were pictures as well. And my cousin told me which one was my skin tone. And then we literally just went out and bought loads of makeup and kept on trying it on each other and on ourselves. And I think literally I just did my eye makeup. If I did it wrong, I'd remove it and then start all over again. And my eyes did actually get quite sore, but I was just so determined to get it right that I didn't care at the time. Six, what is one thing you think every girl should be able to do without looking? I'd say foundation, because that is the basis of your makeup. That is something you should be able to do, I think, without having to look. It's just like cream, it's just like moisturising your face. So as long as you get it evenly on your hands and rub it evenly over your face and make sure it's blended into your hairline, and to just go over it with a sponge or a brush to make sure that it's all blended in, I think it's easy enough to do. However, I am aware that some people have such lovely skin, they don't need foundation. So on days that I don't wear foundation, I definitely wear lipstick and mascara. If not mascara, then definitely lipstick. So I think lipstick. Every girl should be able to do her lippy without having to look, because you can feel where your lips are and trace it with your finger and follow your finger with the lipstick. Okay, seven. Do you think not being able to see yourself affects your self-confidence? Many things do affect my self-confidence, but I don't think it's the fact that I can't see the way I look. Obviously, there are times where I think I wish I could just look at myself in the mirror and make sure that I haven't got any splodges anywhere, make sure that my foundation is rubbed in, make sure that I haven't got any mascara blodges around my nose. But with practice, I have learned to do it without, I've been forced to get it as perfect as I possibly can without a mirror. So when I do get excited people to check, it's very rare that they actually say, yeah, you've got a bit there, you need to rub it off. So no, I don't think it does affect my confidence. You know, you can feel when your hair's greasy, when you can feel when your hair's nice and clean, and you can feel when your hair's nicely straightened or curled, however you like it. And you can feel good in your clothes and dressing up. So no, I don't think it does affect my confidence. 8, name one thing you need help with when it comes to makeup or fashion. That would be describing the clothes, like I said before, when we go shopping, someone to describe the colours and patterns. I think that's the main thing. What is a blind girl beauty or fashion essential? I would say looking after your skin, because if you look after your skin, then it's less likely that you need like foundation, because your skin will just be so nice and you won't have any blemishes to cover. Also, I think, like me, I always carry wipes in my bag, just because if your makeup runs or you didn't notice a splodge, and when you see a sighted person and they notice it, you can just quickly wipe it off and correct it. 10, what is the best part about applying makeup as a person with vision loss? I think it's a lot quicker. When I'm with friends who stand in front of the mirror, I could swear it takes them ages and a lot longer. I don't know if that's because they're putting more detail in, but I just seem to be able to do mine a lot quicker, and I don't have to be standing in front of a mirror for ages. 11, have you ever experienced any major fashion or makeup disasters in the past that are due to having vision loss? Yes, I definitely have. When I first started wearing makeup, I was about 12 or 13. I used to try and wear makeup to school, and I definitely had a few disasters. Obviously, I wasn't allowed to wear makeup at school, so that was one thing. That was just a disaster in itself. Another thing was, I remember having this cream that you just had to put a tiny bit on your cheeks to make your cheeks rosy. And I just went so overboard. I think I put it all over my face, and I had a really rosy and shiny, sparkly face. So, of course, when I went into school, everyone was like, oh my God, what are you wearing? What have you done? You basically look like a doll. I think I did the same with concealer. When I was experimenting, I literally like put concealer all over my face as if it was foundation. And again, everyone was like, you look really pale. But I don't think people realised that I had just put concealer all over my face. I think I just looked really ill. So that was kind of hilarious. 12. Do you ever have people commenting that you don't look blind or visually impaired? I'm always carrying a white cane, so people just tend to know. But when I, on the rare occasion that I don't carry my white cane, it's in my bag, then people, yeah, they do talk to me without saying my name or without me realising that they're talking to me, because they don't know I'm blind. And then I don't realise they're talking to me, and then I ignore them. So that can be kind of awkward.